Hey guys, Will Durst here to say you gotta love the right. Every single study proves that independents are turned off by cultural value issues. So they try and they try and they try, but they just can't help themselves. Like moral volcanoes with the hiccups. They erupt and spew within a moment's notice, and God help any innocent bystander. Probably have signs in their bathroom mirrors reminding them when they wake up in the morning to stick to the economy, stupid. But alas, it's not to be. They instinctually rain down with virtuous anger to smite evildoers whenever they see one of their cultural values threatened. And I'm sure all 23 potential Republican presidential candidates, cowering at the side of the pool in their red, white, and blue bathing suits, waiting for spring to turn to summer and the nominating waters to warm up, would rather juggle flaming marshmallows than be nailed down on abortion or same-sex marriage right now, but it's an addiction. Like junkies out of rehab, the righteous right can smell mendacity three blocks away. Speaker John Boehner this week convinced House Republicans to hire a law firm to argue on behalf of the Defense of Marriage Act. Because the government should stay out of people's business, unless it's bedroom business, if you know what I mean. They also tried injecting their moral superiority into the budget bill. That's when John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, went on the floor of the Senate and said abortions are well over 90% of what Planned Parenthood does. And give him his due, he was close. Only off by 87%. Just a bit outside. Later, when confronted, Kyle's office said his remark was not intended to be a factual statement. And who thought it was? He's a known politician. Michelle Bachmann called Planned Parenthood the lens crafters of abortion, which makes the Heritage Foundation the Orange Julius of the death penalty, and Congressman Bachmann herself the Home Depot of ridiculous indignation. And let's not forget the Republican Party, the Starbucks of self-inflicted gunshot wounds to the chest. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.